What is happening, people? Long time no see. The last time I did an episode was last year. I really appreciate you all who have been listening to my podcast the last five episodes. While I was gone on a hiatus, I didn't even let you all know I was gone. A lot of things happened in the time that I have been gone. So I got really swamped with work, trying to establish myself within the company, trying to really make a presence and establish my region. And then another really amazing thing that happened is I recently bought a house. Really, really cool. Never had a house, never had anything of my own really that had my name on it, like besides a car, right? Not my own plot of land on this big green earth. Excuse me. And so it's pretty cool. We've been here for almost a month now, and we're about to have a housewarming party. It's pretty nice. It's actually incredible that we've gotten this far. And me being 26 years old, about to be 27 coming up in June, it's definitely a feat that I am I'm happy to have conquered, but it's just the beginning. So and I'm really excited for some of the ideas and goals I have set for me and my family within the next 5 to 10 years. That's a little bit what we're going to be going over today. I like to change up the topics, from more political to being more self-conscious and more positive and enriching for everybody, kind of like a self-help podcast, something that you can listen to and it gives you motivation and gives you positivity, because the more positivity you exude, the better, right? So you felt it, right? You're in a group of people, or you're out and you're talking amongst your friends, and then somebody comes around and then all of a sudden it's just gloomy. You feel this very bad negative energy coming from a person, kind of like it's hanging over their heads. Their energy repels you and you may find your own mood affected. You sense it right away. So they always say you are the average of the 5 people that you, or the 10 people you hang out with. So if there's negative people, more negative people in your group, you're gonna eventually end up being negative. It's very, very true. Sometimes there are people who are, not a statistic, and they're able to overcome negative people. But for the most part, we all fall susceptible to that. And we all have bad days, but with a few simple tricks, you can avoid letting the black cloud grow over and hover over you and find your own positive energy. So one of the things I do is I don't dwell on negative. Anything that's negative that's happened. Stuff happens. It happens all the time. You get fired. Your girlfriend dumps you. Shit happens all the time. It's really how you respond. How are you going to make this into a positive? If you choose to be a victim, you're going to get that negative energy and you're going to stay a victim. Don't do that. Stop thinking about it. There's nothing you can do to improve it, and just let it happen. And as time goes on, you'll dig yourself out. Don't talk about it anymore. Just leave it alone. You don't need to keep on dragging that energy along with you like a suitcase. Find the blessings and lessons in the situation, because everything is a learning experience. This may take some time to really kind of look back and look at the situation and replay it in your mind as to what happened, and pick out the positives that came from it, whether it be something that you learned or something that you noticed was causing that to be a repeat negative situation. You learn from it and you grow. But in doing that, by revisiting through your mind, don't dwell on it. Don't have that negativity following you around. Don't speak your problems, diseases, illnesses, or worries to other people. Don't speak it. One of the coolest things I ever learned was that, I'm a big proponent of God. And the thing is if you say it, it becomes it, right? Or it comes to life, right? Because you can have a thought, but if you speak it, we have power within our words. It's kind of like when you tell somebody something really mean and you curse at them and you make them, you say that dirtiest, nastiest, horrible thing that you know is going to hit them right in the heart. Well, you're doing that because you know it's going to inflict some type of pain, and words matter. So don't speak of your problems, your diseases, or illnesses, or worries. The more energy you give that, the more power you give that. Yes, we all need to vent once in a while, but if you vent, or even when you're just thinking about what's wrong, there's a few roles that you should do. or you should take into consideration. Don't think or say, I'm so sick. I feel like I've been run over by a truck. I don't know how I'm going to get through it. Don't think or say that. I caught some bug, but I'm taking good care of myself and I'm feeling better every day. No, don't do that. If you have a terrible job, don't say this job is terrible. My boss is a jerk and nobody appreciates me. Don't do that. I'm looking for a better job, or in the meantime, I'm trying to learn as much as I can so I can benefit. In fact, my boss is perfect example of how not to treat employees. You know, just don't talk about things like that. Just love and accept yourself as you are now, because you are perfect. It's easy to beat yourself up, but what's wrong is that negative energy, and it follows you. You need to have and exude positive qualities. Do that more. For every negative comment you make about yourself, give yourself 5 compliments, because a big thing is that we have negative outlook, or, you know, I guess it would be inlook, right? If that's a word, of ourselves. So 4, let go of the past. You can't undo anything. It already happened. So forgive others, forgive yourself, learn from your mistakes, learn from others' mistakes. Remember that no unkind or thoughtless action ever comes from love, but from a place of deep inner pain. And release the energetic burden you carry, grudges, resentment, pain, hurt, disappointments, sadness, anger, guilt. Just let it go. 5, don't give away your power or your happiness. Remember that when you are criticized, judged, or blamed by others, you're choosing to focus on what they're doing wrong or what's wrong with them. And you give these people the power to control your mood and state of mind. Ask yourself, why somebody's behavior like this? Why is it irritating you so much? Why let others' behavior affect your mood, your positivity, your life, your energy? Why? Don't give them power. Instead of criticizing, judging, or blaming others, or allowing them to blame you or judge or criticize you, you just oversee that with compliments. Really, you know, you do catch what do they say? You're able to get more positivity with honey than with vinegar. I don't really know the saying, but it's something along those lines. 6, do not say yes when you mean no. Honor your needs, priorities, time, and energy. You'll resent it over time. Save your precious time and energy for things that are meaningful to you and your family. For instances, where others ask you for something, make sure that it brings you satisfaction and joy while you're doing it. Otherwise, politely decline. 7, always laugh and smile. Surround yourself with upbeat people who make you laugh, smile, and be happy and be positive. 8, be grateful. Appreciate the many things, but also appreciate the struggles and frustrations. How have you become enriched because of them? I do this all the time. I've been at the bottom, and I've been where I'm at now. It's a progression, you know, step by step, waves. One day you're up, one day you're down. It's really just about growing within those waves. And next time that you come down, you're just where you were when you started on the last wave. You're not at the way, way bottom. 9, don't worry. Use your imagination to visualize what can go right instead of what can go wrong. Train yourself to visualize the best case scenario. Be solution oriented, not problem oriented. Think only about the ideal situations, not the current problematic situations. You got bills, we all got bills. You don't know how you're going to pay them, don't worry about it. All you got to do is just go to work, save your money, save your pennies, count your pennies, and continue just to progress and know what you got to do, set goals, and continue to just be goal-oriented. 10, and the last one, run it off, exercise, be physical. It really helps out to exert that energy, that stress of all the problems that you might have that are within you. It removes them all from your mentality and your mental state. It clears up. If you're worried about something, you need to give your brain a chance to process things. You know, exercise will flood your system, will feel good endorphins, release stress. And in the middle of a long bike ride, walk, or swim, or workout, you may suddenly have an epiphany, or at least for a while, you'll fully feel present and not worried about the future. And that's a good place to be, because if you're constantly thinking about something negative, you don't progress. You just kind of marinate in that, and that's not good. And 11, be present. Speaking of being present, being interested in what you're doing, no matter how boring or mundane it is. Maybe quotes intended, because an activity can be made as interesting as you're willing to make it. This will keep you in the moment, keep your mind off the troubles and worries. You have the power to control your mood. Use these positive energies, boosting exercises every single day. Before long, you'll be the high vibrating ray of sunshine that everybody loves and they'll always want to be around. People gravitate to positive energy. It's better to be positive than it is to be negative. Negative does not attract. I really don't have anything else to say, but I'm really, really in a happy place. And I hope that, you know, some of these ideas that I have, that I do on a daily basis, you're able to implement and you're able to utilize. And I hope it helps you in a positive manner. I hope you take this, you grow whatever problems that you're having, you throw them out, you leave them outside. You don't dwell on them. You let them be where they're at and let them fall. You give yourself the power and you take back the power that any of the situations that were presented before you, before listening to this, you take it back and you grab that and you keep that energy, that positive energy. If you're around people who are always telling you negative things, get away from them. Get around people who are progressing. I've always said, if I hang around millionaires, and I'm not a millionaire, one day I'll be a millionaire. I'm doing that. So that's my ideology and the way I focus and how I think. And the reason why is when you surround people, you surround yourself with people who are doing things, you start doing things, because it's not necessarily the competition, but it's just the fact that everybody's doing something and you're always around people doing something. So you should be doing something. And that's a good place to be. I hope this message reaches you in good health. And if you're not in good health, I wish you many blessings and I wish you to survive and conquer whatever situation or disease or virus that you have. I hope that you conquer anything in life. I hope anybody that's listening conquers everything that they want in life. I hope that you become the father that you want to be, the mother, the person that you want to be, the person in the mirror you'd really like to look at. I hope if any obstacle that's in your way, you're able to get over it after listening to this. Please leave a comment, leave a message, holler at me, whatever you like. Let me know if any of this really resonates with you and if it really helps you, because I'd appreciate that 100%. If you can, please subscribe. We're on Spotify, Apple II, iTunes, pretty much all streaming platforms. I really appreciate you listening today, and stay tuned for some more content. And thank you for being a listener. Hope you have a great one. Bye.